Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon or good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Are You Fit, a show all about promoting health and instilling togetherness. My name is Michaela. I'm your host today, and joining me is a special guest, Dr. Dawson Church. So wouldn't it be nice if you could just tap your way towards a healthier and happier life? Well, some say that you can. So Dawson here is joining us from EFT Universe. He's here to share with listeners what I mean when I say tapping and what exactly EFT is, Emotional Freedom Techniques. We will also be discussing the science and research behind this technique, the benefits, key issues it can help, and a brief introduction into the method's use. I want to explain a little bit more into Dawson Church. He has a PhD, is an award-winning author whose best-selling book, The Genie in Your Genes, has been hailed by reviewers as a breakthrough in our understanding of the link between emotions and genetics. He's also founded the National Institute for Integrative Healthcare to study and implement promising evidence-based psychological and medical techniques. His groundbreaking research has been published in prestigious scientific journals, and he's also the editor of Energy Psychology, Theory, Research, and Treatment, which is a peer-reviewed professional journal. He's a blogger for the Huffington Post and also a reviewer for the APA's Mental Health Mobile Phone Application Review Database. He shares how to apply the breakthroughs of energy psychology to health and athletic performance through EFTUniverse.com, one of the largest alternative medicine sites on the web. And before we get started, I just want to remind listeners, if you want to get a complimentary free EFT mini manual and health wealth special report, just check out the show description, and it has the link on there for you, which is www.eftuniverse.com/english/your-free-gift-from-Dawson. All right, again, that's a long one right there, but you can check it out at the show description. So welcome, Dr. Church. How are you doing today?
Michaela, it's great to be here, and I'm doing fabulously. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for taking the time to come on, because there's a lot of good things that you have to share tonight. And again, there's even more on your website that they can find. But I just want to start off by asking you, how and why did you get into the fields of alternative medicine, psychology, energy work, et cetera?
Very early in life, I joined a spiritual community when I was 15 years old, and one of the things that this group did was energy healing. And so I learned a method called attunement when I was 15, and in attunement, it's kind of like Reiki, and you put your hands on people, and I saw people heal from all kinds of issues. I saw migraine headaches go away in a few moments. I even saw physical wounds like a cut or a gash close up like in just moments. It was remarkable, the healing that I saw. So I've always had an interest in this. What's happened, it was changed in the last few years, is that now it's become mainstream. We now have tons of randomized controlled trials showing that it works. We have wonderful devices like EEGs and MRIs that can look into the body, and we can see what's happening inside the cells when this is happening. And I've also trained myself in the field of epigenetics, showing how that these energy healing techniques are literally producing changes to the expression of genes inside the nucleuses of our cells. So that's been my trajectory over the last many years.
That's amazing, and the fact that you guys have been able to put behind it the research and the science proving that this stuff does work, not just hearsay. So I know we're talking about EFT and tapping today, so I'm going to go ahead and let you get started by giving, I guess, the simplest definition you can of what EFT and tapping is.
The simplest definition of EFT and tapping is that it is a stress reduction technique that uses tapping on acupuncture points rather than needles, and that when you do that tapping on those acupuncture points sends signals to the emotional part of the brain, the midbrain, the part of the brain that when we're upset, when we're angry, when we're triggered, when we're stressed, is highly active. And what the research shows is that the emotional brain calms down immediately when those acupuncture points are stimulated, either by acupuncture needles or using tapping. And EFT combines elements of conventional therapies like exposure therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, but then it adds to that this element of acupoint stimulation. And when you tap or rub on those acupoints as well as those wonderful traditional therapy techniques from exposure and cognitive therapies, we find that people's levels of triggering goes down rapidly. So there are over 100 studies now of EFT published in peer-reviewed medical journals, psychology journals, showing that it rapidly reduces the symptoms of anxiety, depression, phobias, PTSD, pain, and a whole host of physical symptoms.
So with that being said, it sounds like you could do tapping on its own per se, but is it more effective because of your combining the two together?
Yeah, it's a really specific combination of elements. And we just finished doing a meta-analysis, which is a very sophisticated piece of data analysis of six randomized controlled trials of EFT that look at the question of, is the tapping effective? Because in science, you ask hard questions. And one hard question is, well, we know that cognitive therapy is effective. We know that exposure therapy is effective. EFT borrows pieces of those two therapies. Might not its efficacy be due to those therapies and not to the tapping? So we've now completed six what are called dismantling studies, where we isolate tapping from a placebo, and it shows that yes, tapping is actually more effective than those other kinds of techniques. So the tapping really does have an effect over and above the parts of EFT that are drawn from those other therapies. And it's very simple to do. I mean, it's just basically thinking about something that bothers you. Yesterday I was doing an interview with an interviewer who'd had a really bad bicycle accident, and he'd been in a major bike race, and a car had blundered into the path of all the speeding bicycles, and he'd had this really horrendous accident, fallen off his bike, broken bones, and ended his cycling career. And actually, I won't do this with you, I promise, Michaela, but this interviewer, we were doing this interview on Skype, and he just burst into tears as he began to describe this horrible event that ended his cycling career. We did some tapping, and very, very rapidly, all that emotion went away. So he still remembered the event, but he no longer had that huge emotional charge around his experience. So that's what the effect tapping has on the body and on the brain.
You know, I get that, and I have tried tapping previously. I mean, some of my coaches utilize that method, and I do recall really getting in a relaxed state of mind. Everything was letting go, but I'm still not getting, and I wonder if the listeners are being able to comprehend, like, how the two works. I mean, like, the tapping, does it stimulate something in our nervous system, in the brain, that changes the way we're feeling? Like, I still can't wrap my mind on how it seems like magic, and it's not magic per se, but it's like, how is this occurring, you know?
Did I forget to mention the abracadabra part of the words you have to say? Yeah, and I mean, it looks like magic. And honestly, one of the problems that these healing methods have is that back in the 1970s, when we were first really, you know, Western civilization began to discover acupuncture, all these Oriental energy medicine techniques and so on, and they worked, but we had no scientific explanatory framework for how they worked. And so they looked like magic, and people said, well, it must be quantum entanglement, and they had all these really far-out ways of trying to explain them. But now we have epigenetics, we have psychoneuroimmunology, we have neural plasticity, we have all of these really good explanations from science about how they work. So they work super fast, they look like miracles, but, for example, one of the clinical trials I did looked at the stress hormone cortisol. And so people in this mm-hmm. clinical trial got either an hour of EFT or a 1 hour psychotherapy session or just an hour of rest. And we found that their levels of anxiety and depression dropped more than twice as much with EFT as it did with either talk therapy or rest, and that their levels of cortisol declined, and this is just in 1 hour, their levels of cortisol declined by 24%. So we now know that cortisol is affected. We now know from other research that immune factors, there's one called salivary immunoglobulin A, we study. We know that's improved by EFT. We know that brain waves are improved by EFT. Stress-related brain waves are reduced. We know that in the MRI scans show that the fear parts of people's brains normalize when they use EFT. So we didn't have all these tools and explanations back in the 1970s. We now do have them, and we now can explain why these seemingly miraculous results are being produced by these new therapies. But when they were first discovered, people were like, how on earth can this person? I mean, just for example, we treated over 18,000 veterans over the last 10 years through our nonprofit called the Veteran Stress Project. And you'll take a veteran And maybe you'll have somebody, like we had one guy who was in Vietnam. He was a colonel in Vietnam in the Marines, and he'd had just 35 plus years of nightmares, flashbacks, all kinds of physical symptoms, intrusive thoughts, hypervigilance, avoidance, all these PTSD symptoms. And we tapped with him, and literally after the first session, the very, very first session, he came back for the second session and said, "I got my first full night's sleep since Vietnam." It was that powerful for him. Another one had been troubled by memories of his best friend being killed by a sniper in Vietnam. And again, after his EFT session, the emotional sting, the emotional triggering of those memories totally went away. We worked with people, for example, that were children when the genocide took place in Rwanda in 1994, and kids who were orphaned, whose parents were killed in the genocide, and again, terrible PTSD, and they normalize after we use EFT. So it's really a powerful form of self-help and therapy that rapidly shifts those kinds of issues, and it's just amazing to watch people who've been just haunted by tragedy, by car crashes, bad divorces, betrayals, childhood abuse, whatever it might be. And you literally watch someone like that, and they, just before your eyes, in a few minutes sometimes, they will come. It's like they're waking from a trance. They have just a powerful release of those emotions. And when we test them again, 6 months later, a year later, we find that the emotional component of those memories doesn't come back. They may remember the bad stuff still, but they're no longer triggered by it emotionally. Their cortisol no longer goes up. So it's really wonderful to see this happening with so many people, and that the results are permanent.
That just gives me goosebumps to hear that. I mean, that is crazy and amazing, because, so many people say, even with the medicines out there for PTSD, it just kind of curbs things. Nothing really ever goes away, and most people say there's nothing to cure that. And to hear how EFT and tapping can really help these people, not just for the military soldiers that have experienced war issues, but all these other examples of trauma. I mean, that is still mind-blowing. And what I also love about this is it's not a costly thing. I mean, and it's not, you don't need, once you learn this, you don't need outside help. It's, you're using your fingers to tap, and then those techniques. I just love that. That's something you can carry with yourself forever, and a well worth investment. So my other question to you, Dr. Church, is this. I know you, do you teach just other practitioners on how to do this, or do you also teach individuals that want to use this for themselves?
Both. I do many trainings every year, and we also have about 20 certified trainers, and they're certified in the method called clinical EFT, which is the research-based form of EFT, because there's tons of YouTube videos and stuff on EFT, and some of it's good, some of it's not that great, but we've been doing clinical trials for the last 15 years, and so we've developed this form of EFT that's really effective, and so we have about 100 trainings a year that we offer all over the world with our certified trainers. And so people come into those workshops, and we find that the composition of people in the workshops is about 50-50. About half of them are therapists or life coaches, and about half of them are people who want to learn it for themselves. Maybe their parents or teachers want to use it for their kids. They may have elderly parents who have various cognitive challenges they want to use with family members. So it's about half and half people in the helping professions and half people who want to use it themselves. And it works either way, but it really pays to be trained thoroughly in using it, because the simple form of EFT is super simple. Just tap on 7 acupressure points while you think of a bad thing. But what happens, for example, if you have overwhelming emotion? What happens if you have subconscious blocks to your success? And this is where taking a workshop, reading a book, really getting into it deeply is able to help you. People get good superficial results fast with EFT, but for example, we have an online weight loss program. We've now had over 1,000 people go through our program, online weight loss program, and people who have weight issues that are persistent, that last over time, usually have subconscious obstacles to their success. So they're showing up in a weight program, but they may have some part of their psyche that's saying, "I want this weight." Even fibromyalgia. We have a fibromyalgia online course, and we've been amazed as we worked with fibromyalgia patients. Many of them have some part of their subconscious that's saying, this disease is serving me in some way. So you have to dig down deep, find those hidden motivations, and then once you identify those, you tap to release those, and then suddenly the more surface layers shift. Just like for example, one woman had been trying to lose weight for about 10 years, and so she tried different diets. She lost weight, regained it, the usual yo-yo dieting pattern. And we asked her when she first began to gain weight, and she said, I was 28 years old. And so we said, what happened when you were 28 years old? And she had a bunch of different things happen. But one big event was that she and her husband used to dance every week. They would go out dancing, often two or three times a week. They were avid dancers. And one night when she was 28, her husband, she was dancing with another man, and it happened all the time, but that particular man really triggered her husband. He became really angry with her. They had a huge blowout fight that night, and he shoved her. And so after that, she gained weight rapidly, and everything she tried hadn't worked to release the weight. And so what the weight was really was, even though it seemed to her as though the weight was a problem and she wanted to solve it, at the conscious level it was true, but at the subconscious level, the weight actually was her solution. The weight was her solution to not getting shoved or beaten by her husband.
Like a protection, so you have to, like protection mechanism?
And you have to dig down below the surface level, see what's happening. And we call it secondary gain in psychology, that there's some reason why the person has the fibromyalgia or has the weight. And so if you just work at the superficial level, then you don't get down to that basic cause. And if you don't get there, the client may have a little bit of relief, but it won't be something that's lasting or really solves that problem.
Right, and can come back. Okay, here's another thought
yep.
that just came up. How does EFT and tapping differ from, say, NLP, the neuro-linguistics programming, or hypnosis?
I think there are pieces of hypnosis and NLP in EFT. And there are all of these therapies arose in the 70s and became popular then. EMDR first began in the 80s. EFT and its predecessor began in the 70s. All of this whole category of therapies began to get popular 70s, 80s, and 90s, and so it does have elements of hypnosis. It looks to me, Michaela, as though when people are in the middle of an EFT session, and it was just my subjective observation, they look like
okay.
they're going into some kind of a trance, and often they're going really deep into their psyche, and when they're there, it's like their field becomes very pliable. Their reality field seems to become very malleable, and they can change. So even people who have had the same pattern for years and years and years and years, when they do EFT, something seems to shift in the session. Some magic seems to happen, and they question their beliefs, and they change. Like, you know, one woman, for example, had a fear of public speaking, and I worked with her in one of our live workshops, and it turned out that she had a flashback to a childhood event at the age of 2 to do with sexual molestation, and we worked on that event. She was so triggered that when she worked with me in front of the room, she couldn't even look at the other people in the room. We had to turn our backs to the audience and do the whole session with our backs to the audience. But after we had done that and worked on the early childhood event at the age of 2, she then was just radiant. She was so happy. I had her turn to the audience and give a public speech. We never, ever worked on her fear of public speaking, but it disappeared once we'd worked on that incident from the age of 2. So it's really important, again, to go deep and find those events that hold you back and not just work at the superficial levels. And when you do that, you release all of the emotional energy that's been held in those old ways of being, and then people change really, really, really fast, sometimes in just one session.
I think that's so amazing, and I think that's really what people are starting to realize more and more. A lot of the things that ail us and the things that conventional medicine say cannot be fixed or helped it's these core issues that needing to be addressed, and I just think this is an amazing way to help that. You kind of have touched on some of the benefits from EFT and tapping. I wanted to see if you could highlight some more of them that come to your mind.
Key issues. Yeah, sure. Well, what we find is that there are five basic life areas that people tend to struggle with. And those five life areas are: one is money, one is health, one is career, one is love relationships, family relationships, and one is spirituality. And usually people are okay in one or two of those areas, and then they really struggle in one or two of those areas, and the others are somewhere in between. And so in my book, the EFT Manual, for example, and we'll tell people how to get the mini manual for free at the end of the call, but in the full EFT Manual, we actually have a whole section on how to use EFT for those five life areas. And so people are usually wanting to overcome their challenges in one of those areas, and then they may have other areas that they excel in. So, for example, there's one guy who was a stock trader, and he was a moderately successful stock trader. He was independently wealthy. He made enough money to support himself trading stocks. But when he learned EFT, his results at trading dramatically improved. And what was happening was that his stress level was going down. So he was no longer subjected to all the emotions like fear and greed that get in the way of good decisions. Instead, he was calm, stress-free, made much wiser choices about where to invest. Several people have healed from really serious diseases. There's a woman, for example, who had cancer, a terminal cancer, stage 4 uterine cancer, and she tells her story on our website, and she got her terminal diagnosis in February of a certain year. And she worked in a hospital, and she knew what would happen if she had chemotherapy and radiation. She said, "I don't want to do that." She said, "I just want to have a good death." And they gave her 6 months to live. She knew she'd be dead in 6 months. She said, "You know, I'm just going to go and work on myself, and I'm going to heal emotionally, even though my body's dying." So she went back home, refused all treatment, and just did a lot of tapping on all of her emotional deficits, all of the bad stuff in her life. And then in November, and again, she'd got her terminal diagnosis, terminal stage 4 cancer in February. November went back to the hospital again, and they examined her, and she was cancer-free. And there are so many stories of people like that who have healed from autoimmune diseases, from terminal diseases, from hugely difficult diagnoses. And it's just amazing that the body is able to heal once we remove that stress. So health is really affected by EFT. Sports performance, if you watch the Olympics this last year, there were so many athletes who were tapping. If you look at Major League Baseball sometimes, you'll see athletes tapping. National Football League, these great big, 300-pound, 6'8" linebackers, and they're tapping either before or during a game because they found it improves their performance. So public speaking anxiety.
That's hilarious.
Kids, there's lots. Yeah. There's research on children, how EFT improves the mental well-being of children who've been abused or having trouble in school. So all of these areas are ones which you can apply EFT because stress is going to hold you back in any of those areas, in your love relationship, with your kids, with your parents, with people in your community, with people at work. And if you have a simple stress reduction technique, then you find that all of those life areas are likely to improve.
I agree with you, and they do say like one of the number one things that cause a lot of our issues is the stress. And then, I've also heard disease being dis-ease in the body, and I think that's what a lot of us have, is it starts off with these discomforts, things that are bothering us inside, and then they, slowly over time manifest into these other things. And I don't know, I'm still just very blown away and amazed at how EFT and tapping works in the sense of, how it can trigger these other changes. What else would you like the listeners to know about EFT and tapping?
Michelle, I can't resist telling you one story from today. I have a number of friends who are best-selling authors, and one of them just emailed me this morning, and she had emailed me on Saturday and said, "Today I was attacked by a pit bull," and that it tore this huge gash in my thigh, and she sent me a photograph of this. It was about the size of a salad plate sized piece of skin that had been ripped out of her thigh by this pit bull, and she was really traumatized. She wanted help with PTSD, and so I told her I would do some remote EFT with her every day. So I began doing it on Sunday when I got the photographs from her the day after, and she was going to need plastic surgery and a skin graft and all of this medical treatment. And so I was tapping with my wife on this wound that this dear friend was just sustained the day before. So each day we were doing a little bit of tapping. So Michaela, today is Wednesday, and so it's now been 4 days since the pit bull attacked her, and she went into the hospital today for a follow-up visit, and the doctors could not believe their eyes. They said she's healing so rapidly, she will not require plastic surgery, and they've just never seen anything like it. So, that's just today's story. There are stories every day that are showing us the miraculous power of the body and the mind to heal when we reduce our stress. So I just really want to encourage your listeners to grab this stuff and use it in their daily life, because it can make a huge difference.
I so agree. And, you know, before we go too, and I we're not done completely yet, but I just want to touch real quick. This is not what this show is about, but I'm very intrigued about your book, The Genie in Your Genes, and the motions and genetics. And I just want to see if you could just give a highlight on that book, you know, because I think that's something even I want to pick up now.
Sure. Well, you know, the two key books I really focus on are, one is my book, The EFT Manual, and again, we'll give people the mini manual for free, because that's just a great way to get into EFT. But the full EFT manual shows how to apply EFT in those five life areas. And then The Genie in Your Genes is a science book, but it really makes science come alive and shows you how your emotions, your spirituality, your thoughts literally drive gene expression. It's based on hard evidence. I quote over 400 scientific studies, and what it shows is that as our emotions, as our thoughts, as our spiritual experiences shift, literally our genome is changing moment by moment. And just for example, if when my friend, say, talks about the pit bull in a week, if she's still traumatized and she's describing it to somebody, then her cortisol is going up just like the pit bull attack was recent. So our minds can't tell the difference between something that's happening right now and something that happened in the past if it's traumatic. So our bodies respond to those traumatic thoughts and memories with shifts in gene expression. We make more cortisol, we make more adrenaline when we talk about the bad stuff that happened in our past. And so The Genie in Your Genes is all about the evidence showing how this works and the which genes change, what classes of genes there are, how we can shift them, and what's more important, how we can change the way our gene expression is. We literally can shift the genes that code for inflammation. There are studies showing that when you do EFT, your inflammation genes get dialed way, way, way down. So when your stress drops, inflammation drops in your body. Also, your immune genes get dialed way up. Your cancer-fighting genes get dialed way up. All kinds of positive effects happen in your body when you heal, when you reduce your stress. So The Genie in Your Genes is all about this field, this amazing new field of epigenetics, and about some of the research showing how our genome changes as our thoughts changes and our emotions change.
Oh my goodness. Again, that just crazy, crazy awesome. I mean, just the way that we truly can alter ourselves. You know, I mean, all these external things are great, like, you know, eating healthier, you know, good supplements, blah, blah, blah. That's all great stuff. But, I mean, literally, like you said, I mean, you can do it all with the power of your mind and your intention and using these awesome techniques. I just love it. And so I just wanted to say thank you again, Dr. Church, for coming on and sharing what you know. And I just wanted to remind the listeners, again, it's on the show description to get the EFT mini manual from Dr. Church. He's got it right here for you guys, and if you love it, then you guys can get the other one, the full manual as well from this site. So just a reminder, I'll say it again on the call, it's www.eftuniverse.com/English /your-free-gift-from-Dawson. So before we go, Dawson, is there anything else you'd like to say with our listeners?
Michaela, also for a quick link, just go to DawsonGift.com. That'll put you on the same page. Just my name, D-A-W-S-O-N, DawsonGift.com. That'll put you into that same page where you'll see, you'll get the mini manual, you'll get all kinds of other goodies as well. So DawsonGift.com is a quick way of getting right there. As far as last words go, Michaela, I say, what bothers me, what really moves me is when I see people suffering and I know they don't need to be suffering. When you see that veteran with years and years and years of PTSD, when you see that person, say, who was sexually abused as a child or beaten or bullied or just maybe has some bad life experiences, people live under far more stress than they need to. Our cortisol, most of us, is way, way, way too high. And so I'm so passionate about teaching people stress reduction tools. So I personally meditate every single morning. I tap frequently during the day. I don't let that stress dwell in my body and let all of those negative stress hormones build up for more than a few seconds before I tap. So it's really important to love yourself and care for yourself enough to learn these practical, simple stress reduction methods. They're free, they're easy, they work, there's tons of research behind them, and the alternative is to keep on suffering. So it really haunts me when I see people suffering unnecessarily. If you get hit by a bus or something, maybe you can't prevent the suffering, but most of our suffering is suffering that can easily be erased by meditation, by tapping, by their simple energy techniques. So I really encourage everyone listening to go grab the mini manual, check out the meditation instructions there, check out the weight loss course, there's an online relationship course as well, and do those things, and don't then carry that unnecessary burden of suffering around with you the rest of your life. I'm just so focused on bringing this message to people that we don't have to suffer in these habitual ways. Most of our problems are solvable, and love yourself enough to change. Love yourself enough to educate yourself in these simple tools and see what a difference they can make in the lives of not just your own personal circle, but everyone around you.
I wholeheartedly agree, Dr. Dawson Church. I mean, just amazing what you said, and I appreciate that you are one of the ones that are out there helping others, and you do it out of your heart, you know? And again, it's like, it's not only for your health, but it's all aspects of your life. That's what I think is so cool about the EFT and tapping. So I appreciate it. And listeners, I'm just, again, took a peek at the link that Dawson told you guys about, DawsonGift.com. I mean, great stuff right here, simple, easy to do. So I encourage you guys to go for it. With that, Dr. Church, I wish you a great rest of your week. Listeners, thank you for listening. I will catch you guys again soon. Take care. Big, big hugs.
Bless you, Michaela. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.